a very important subject to those of us who live in Sonoma County when it comes to our teachers. Yes, we will be talking about the budget cuts, an important part of our conversation. Let's first welcome the Santa Rosa Teachers Association President, William Lyons. William, I'm so glad you're here today.
Good morning. Good morning.
And before we get to that very important part of our conversation, I have to ask you on behalf of Santa Rosa teachers, you know, the president has come out and, among other things, said maybe it's a good idea if teachers become armed in schools. I'll bet you have an opinion about that.
Oh, I have several. Personally, I don't want anything to do with it. You know, I'm a teacher. We're interested in the Oxford comma and the five paragraph essay.
Right? Yeah.
And that's hard enough. The job's hard enough.
Yeah.
Besides carrying a gun. Go back, like, from your kindergarten teacher all the way up through college.
Right.
How many of them would you feel safer in that classroom if you knew they were carrying a loaded weapon?
Well, you know, I'm at the disadvantage. You know, I'm at the age where it was never a consideration for us growing up like it is now for, you know, for kids and teachers and the public at large. None. I would have to answer none.
My number is extremely low. And if I widen that out to our 960 members, it's still extremely low.
Yeah.
And we have we're doing all kinds of other things. We do also have resource officers. We have five Santa Rosa City police officers who are on our campuses. They split time between the high schools and the middle schools, so it's like part-time at each of those.
Okay, so they're sort of rotating around the campuses?
Yeah, so okay. And that's what we've agreed to now. If we want to have more guns on campus, they should be trained police officers who know what they're doing, who signed up for that.
And not teachers who are carrying and concealing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the police officers are trained for this. They're excellent at it. They cost money.
Yeah.
They're a little over $100,000 each. So if we wanted to spend another 10 or 15 million a year to put one on every campus, we could do that. As we'll talk about later, we're cutting budgets, not adding to.
Yeah,
and
that
if we did have more money, that might not be how we prioritize it.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, teachers being armed is a discussion that we could take up several hours on, but I definitely want to get to the budget cuts because there was a meeting last night, and inherent in that meeting was the discussion about the size of the budget cuts that Santa Rosa teachers are facing, and it is many millions of dollars.
Well, and it's our district. So we had a 3-year structural deficit. Last night they made the decision on cuts for year two, which is next year, but they made them last night. We're going to go through this again next year, right?
One
about
year
this
from
time
now.
And then we'll be back to air quotes normal. But things aren't normal right now because of the structural deficit. So we know their plan going in to this year.
And by they, you mean?
The district office.
Okay.
The district office set the proposals. The district office made the recovery plan. And that plan was to cut $6.2 million last night.
They ended up cutting $6.2
million. $6.2 million, right. That's and the budget's in the $150 million range.
I want to say it's a little more than that. How many teachers does that equate to?
So they cut half of about 3 million in teachers, and that's 31.
31 teachers.
Right. And we don't know which ones yet, but there's going to be pink slips.
And what's the time frame between now and when the Teachers Association will get the word about precisely the number and the people, the teachers, who will be let go?
So by law, they have to let you know by March 15th if they're not going to have you next
year. That's coming right up.
And so these teachers will have rehiring rights. These will be, we're talking about permanent teachers who are in the classroom now, are maybe probationary, but that's a permanent job. So they're not being fired because they're bad teachers.
Right.
It's about money. They have rehiring rights, but they have to know by March 15th. So it's
and
within a month.
Some of these, William, some of these teachers may actually be retiring at around the same time that this takes place. So so some of a small percentage, I would think, of that number of potential teachers gone will be mitigated, again, slightly by the number of teachers who would be retiring anyway.
It could be better than slightly. We get about 30 retirees a year. The problem is the person who retires got to have the same credential as the person that we're cutting from the bottom. So some of them could get saved, maybe even most of them. With through retirees, the problem is the retirees are not obligated to let you know by March 15th. So what could happen is 31
teachers. So they can lay off 31 teachers and then come back a month or two later and say, oh, you're rehired?
Yeah, and as here somebody retires, oh, what's their credential? Great, go back. Oh, Matthew's retired. Go get the most senior math teacher that got laid off.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I would have to recommend that those teachers with pink slips start looking at jobs somewhere else.
Of course, they would have to. Yeah.
They get the pink slip rescinded, if it happens at all, they might already be somewhere else. So it is that's going to help us attract and retain. I'm more worried about what it's going to do to our students. If you there's four prep specialists. These are elementary teachers that provide prep for the classroom teachers. They teach music, PE, computers, and art. We got four less of fewer of those. So we're going to have less opportunities for our students to take those courses.
Right.
On the other side, then 27 classroom teachers, 4th through 12th grade.
That's got to affect class size. If you have not enough teachers to go around, that means bigger classes, right?
It has to. There's no way to cut. Well, some examples. For Santa Rosa High, which is where I've taught, they lost 17 sections last year when they cut 13 teachers. Now we're cutting twice as many teachers. If you extrapolate, they could lose 34 sections from this year's schedule. Those and some of those might be small classes.
Wow.
Some of those might be, well, I would say the low-hanging fruit got cut last year. But I imagine a principal. How are you going to choose which of those classes? They're likely to be heavy in electives and like AP courses that are not graduation requirements.
Right.
So we're really worried about that. And we're trying to, Santa Rosa Teachers Association wants to work to make Santa Rosa a destination district for students
for families
and staff
to come.
And when you limit those options and you increase class sizes and you have an unstable labor pool because people are getting pink slips, all of that hurts. Now, having said that, they had to cut 6.2. The thing I'm disappointed about is they went ahead and cut 7.1. They cut almost a million more than they had to, according to their own target, which is something around 10, 11 teachers.
And did it have to be teachers? I guess, where else do you cut when you have a budget cut associated with the school districts?
Well,
you know?
So the district office came up with a list of proposals. They had 9 million proposals. There was a budget advisory committee that trimmed that down to 7.4. And then the district trimmed a little bit more and got it to 7.1, but they weren't willing to trim it back to as low as they could and still meet their targets. So we are nibbling around the edges in terms of...
I'm sure.
It's not like they're going crazy, and it's not a for-profit venture where they cut this and they're putting money in their pocket, right? They're making the best decisions they can.
I mean, we understand, most of us, at least on a personal basis, understand what a budget is like and trying to live within the constraints of that budget. So we get that. It's not about, pointing fingers and saying they're bad and teachers are good universally, although some of that may be true. But the question is, at this point, as a representative of teachers in the Santa Rosa School District, what do you do now? Like right now, within the next 2.5 weeks before the more specifics come out?
Well, we're going to educate our newer members about what their rights are in terms of being laid off and what they're entitled to and give them advice. We can't prevent them from getting that layoff.
Yeah.
If they lay off the wrong person, we can grieve that. But I think they'll probably lay off. They'll do that correctly. We can encourage our members who are considering retiring to announce it. You fill out the paperwork, so that could save a few pink slips. Not a member who's on the fence, right? Take your time. But if you know you're going to retire, put the paperwork
in. Say it now.
Let us know. We can do that. And then otherwise, going forward, we're going to continue to work with the district to find places to save money that are as far away from the classroom and our students as possible, including we've got elections coming up in November. It looks like it's going to be district elections instead of at large.
Yes, it looks like it.
We're going to get some new voices. We're going to try to encourage people to run and support people to run who will prioritize things like class size and programs and
education
try to keep cuts
overall.
Away. Yeah, just keep the cuts away from the classroom.
Yeah.
We have an operating budget that has 22% that goes to, it's this big catch-all. Includes toilet paper, but also
it's
includes
the
lawyers
umbrella
and
fund.
Yeah. But it also includes in lawyers and consultants. And that fund, ours is at 22%, and other districts our size in the state are at 14%. So we're spending money on things that other districts aren't spending it on. Some of it we have to. It's like busing, transportation for special ed kids.
Sure.
And some of it's lawyers and consultants that we think could be further trimmed that would have a less devastating impact on students.
And of course, parents right now are, you know, hearing this news and wondering, you know, what it is they can do, if there's any way where there be different preparation they ought to be doing with their kids moving forward in terms of planning for, you know, larger classroom sizes, et cetera. I know these are the questions that are not able to be answered yet, but I'm sure that parents are thinking about it.
Well, there's no way, it wouldn't even be fair to ask them right now to tell you where those cuts are going to be. They have to see what the numbers that come in for. If I had an ask for parents, it would be to get involved and, again, help us elect candidates that want to prioritize cuts away from the classroom. We got one more round of this.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's their budget. It's not a negotiable item, right?
Yeah.
They get to decide that.
Yeah.
They get programmatic choices about where that comes in. It's really just asking members, our community members, to be aware and voice the priorities that you want.
So March 15th is the next, pardon the expression, drop dead date mm-hmm. in terms of actual numbers of mm-hmm. teachers who are going to have to be let go mm-hmm. and who those teachers may be.
Right.
Okay.
And this is all for next year, right? So the teachers that are there now,
this is for next school year.
Yeah. In August.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's an important part of our community as it exists in our community moving forward. William, I'm very happy you were here today, and please keep us posted and make sure we'd like to, you know, make ourselves available to you to let everybody in the community know what's happening with regard to teachers in Sonoma County.
All right. Well, thank you very
much. All right.
Much,
very
Ryan.
Good. He is the Teachers Association President, William Lyon, live in the studio. Wow. And this ain't going to be the last you hear about budget cuts and how hurtful they are going to be. It's going to be tough moving forward for the foreseeable future in Sonoma County.